This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Mike Pesca.
But listen to me, you hicks. That's right. I'm not the only one here. You hicks, too. They fooled you, too. Just like they fooled me 1,000 times.
The movie All the King's Men premieres today. Sean Penn stars as Willie Stark, a populist Louisiana politician who builds hospitals and highways for the poor, all the while feeding an insatiable appetite for money and power.
I'm running for governor on my own. I'm coming for him, and I'm coming for blood.
All the King's Men is adapted from Robert Penn Warren's Pulitzer Prize-winning 1946 novel of the same name. James Carville, the former Democratic strategist and advisor to Bill Clinton and Louisiana native, as you can hear, helped bring the story to the screen.
My title is executive producer, and I'm not sure exactly what it does. Haven't been one, but it's a hell of a title. I mean, I like to tell people about executive producing. I went down and I ate a lot of lunches and you know what I mean? I drank a lot of Cokes and told a lot of jokes.
James Carville spoke earlier with my colleague Alex Chadwick.
Did you offer Sean Penn any advice on how to deliver a political speech?
No, I talked to Sean early before we started filming and had someone like just all of the kind of mannerisms that they exhibited. The other thing that most Southerners and me being this feel like we watch a lot of movies about the South, and everybody is too enamored with the accent. An accent gets in the way of the damn story. I mean, you know, do the best you can, but don't worry about it. If it's, you know, three of the people are British.
Right. And Anthony Hopkins, he doesn't even try a Southern accent.
Right.
I mean,
he
talks like Anthony Hopkins.
He talks like Anthony Hopkins, which is great. And he's very compelling, and he's obviously very central to the story. And if you had Anthony Hopkins trying to, it's just annoying and distracting.
When we came by that night and we're leaving, you said you would think about it.
About calling off the dogs? Mm. No, I did not say that. Your memory is faulty, sir. He said think about it, which I don't have to because I don't have to think about things I already know.
You should think it over. Just say you'll back Stark against these attacks.
No!
Now that has the sound of finality, don't it?
The novel All the King's Men is based on the life of the politician Huey Long. But if there has been an American politician in the last 20 years who really had that kind of connection that Huey Long did, wouldn't it be Bill Clinton? I mean, who else has got that kind of touch?
I think Long's kind of personal touch was okay. I don't think he was near as good a kind of hand-to-hand politician as Bill Clinton was. He sort of portrayed himself as the defender of people who had not been defended. But Long would have given you something superficial or told you had a nice necktie on and, you know, looked over you. But when he would have given a speech and gotten the hell out of that. The thing that they did share in common is they loved politics.
Politics in this film, in this story, is not a pretty business, but it's your business. I mean, what is it to portray the thing that you do in this way?
No one makes more fun of itself or makes more ridiculous movies or movies that penetrate it than Hollywood. It loves to talk about itself. And they make a lot of movies, and Hollywood very seldom comes across looking good. Look, you can have life kind of dealt up to you the way that you kind of would like it to be. Or you can make a movie the way that sometimes life works. You know, not everybody, and this is a hard thing for me, not everybody's going to like this film. There's no car chases.
No one leaps a building. And
there's no special effects. Yeah. It's just storytelling. And the only sex scene, he doesn't even have sex with. I mean, you're going to have Kate Winslet kind of laying there, and Jude Law, you know, he punts, and you're like, get in the bed. What are you doing, stupid? Even the good people turn out to be not so good, and the bad people turn out to be not so bad, and you want and expect things out of people sometimes that you don't get. But I look at it as, first and foremost, just a damn good story.
James Carville, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
That interview by my colleague Alex Chadwick.